Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work. Tool Time. This was actually a piece I wrote from Seattle, and before I was headed back to LA, there was Portland, and I just was really talking about how much I love the trips to share self-management for actors with actors around the world, combined with, of course, outstanding free events put on by the SAG Foundation. Just, you know, visiting actors in markets outside Los Angeles always reminds me that it's the balance of getting those actor tools in order and keeping that mindset in check that makes the difference long haul. Since the previous few columns that I had written before this particular one that I'm voicing today were heavy on the woo-woo, I decided to take a moment to check in on tools. Then, of course, because I'm me, I ended up turning this into something about mindset reminders going forward anyway. Yeah, there you go. On brand. So, before I launch any of our online courses, I ask the participants to take a moment and write down a list of where they want to see their career in the next few weeks or months, depending on the length of the course. So because we're knocking on the beginning of a time where you could decide maybe you'd like to make some changes before the next big benchmark, I would love to ask y'all to take a moment and grab pen and paper. There's something really, really important that clicks with this when it's done longhand rather than on a computer, and make a list of how you'd like to feel about your career by the end of the next whatever. Is it a 100-day challenge? Is it by the end of the season? Is it by the end of the year? Pick it. You know, wherever we are in terms of timeline, just use that as a benchmark to get clear on what you'd like to feel about where you are. I'm not talking about specific goals like book a co-star, land an agent, edit my demo reel, although those are fine things to list as well. But instead, I'm talking about feelings like enjoy the ride, be crazy in love with my representations marketing plan for me, feel so thrilled with my website that I cannot wait to give people the URL to visit, and so on. Because I sometimes work with actors who say, I just want to be in love with my career again, I always want to circle back around to the fact that sometimes creatives fall out of love with this career we've chosen. It's not because anything in particular is wrong, but usually because there's too much focus on the little stuff rather than enjoyment for the journey. So start by making a list of how you'd like to feel about your career, and you can include specific goals if you'd like. And decide that whatever this timeline is, you put an expiration date on the outside of an envelope, put this list inside that envelope and tuck it away until that date happens. Okay? This is going to teach you a lot when you open it, that's for sure. And in the meantime, let's do a quick roundup of some of your most vital tools and see how everything is looking these days. Let's start with your headshot. Is it awesome? I mean, really awesome. Does it look like you exactly as you walk through the door on any given day for an audition or meeting? Does it feel like you when someone checks it out and then calls you in? Is it providing a really good sense of the vibe, the tone, the flavor of you? Is the pose a good match for your brand? Does the font in which your name is printed connect us further with who you are? Every element should be in service of your brand. If it's just a fantastic photo, that's not enough. Worse, if it's actually the best photo of you, so great that it's not actually how you look when you show up without 2 hours of styling and some retouching, it's screwing you out of building a brand. Your resume. Are you overcrowding your resume with every single credit you've ever earned? Are you packing the dang thing with so much out of an attempt to prove you've been on sets, you've been on stages, you've been in classes, so that you can prove you've earned a right to be in the room for an audition or a meeting? Stop that. Stop it. Every credit you've earned shows the history of your bookings. Only some of these credits tell the story of your future as an actor. Select which credits drop breadcrumbs down the path of this how to cast me next, okay? And get rid of everything else. List your resume items in order of most badass and cut from the bottom whenever you add cool new things that are on brand. Mark the header as selected when you leave things out. Then anyone who wants to know what else you've done can ask you to elaborate. Some credits are better as a conversation item. Be okay with that and embrace the white space on that lovely resume of yours. You're real. Your real is no longer a one-size-fits-all situation. Sure, an agent or manager may want to see all the ways they can pitch you by seeing a full demo reel with lots of work packed into it. That's fine. But for most folks who are out there actively casting projects, a clip that shows them, why, yes, I can solve the very specific problem you're having in casting this role right this minute, is enough. If you have everything up at your casting profile, your professional website, your YouTube channel, and so on, all meticulously labeled with as much rich detail as possible, you'll be in great shape. And if you're missing footage that would really round out how the industry should see you and cast you, you know how to fix that, right? Shoot your own footage. Do it immediately. But do it right. Do it on brand. Do it professionally. Your website. Just like everything else in your actor toolbox, that website needs to look great, totally on brand. Everything needs to be in service of your brand. Font, colors, theme, language with which you write about yourself in your bio, the amount of stuff you share about your process, all of it. Not everyone needs to share much. Some actors have a brand that is all about keeping some things to themselves. Others are totally transparent, sharing every audition and every meeting in a blog. Whatever it is you choose to do, just be consistent. If you're going to post news about your journey, keep pages updated so there's no question that you're out there hustling. If you've engaged even a few people and made us want to tune in to see what you've got going on, we'll want to be updated, so don't let it die. Be sure we can view your current headshot, download a PDF of your resume, watch your latest demo reel from any computer or gadget, and reach you directly if we can't get to you through an agent or manager at bare minimum. And if you're not ready to have a website built just for you, have your actor name URL registered and redirected to your IMDb page or Actors Access profile. Your head. Of course, you knew I would bring this back around to mindset, as I always do that. Get your head right. Get your head right, y'all. Be focused on where you want to be. Short-term goals are just as valuable, if not more valuable, than those big-ass five-year goals we set for ourselves when we're having big-picture convos with the fam. Buy a China marker, this is a grease pencil, from any photographic or art supply store and write a note to yourself on your mirror. So you're forced to look at it every day when you brush your teeth. Write words that represent your intention, your core values, your goals for the short term. And don't just look through them as you use the mirror. Really look at those words and think about how it feels to move toward all of that. We all have this crazy big-ass results-oriented muscle. Think about Popeye and his forearms. And these muscles we need to atrophy as we shift toward the more important workout, which is the one that helps us enjoy this journey, connect with people we adore, and do the work we love. When you feel yourself going to the habit, take a breath, take a moment, take a beat, then be sure that's the choice you want to make. There's a lot more out there to choose. The habit is the easy one. That's why it's a habit. So we'll revisit this. In the meantime, I want you to imagine where you'll be by the time we check back in if you've chosen some really great things on the list, put a very specific date on the outside of your envelope, and gotten clear on what it is that you want to move forward about how you feel about yourself and your position in this industry. Meantime, get all your tools in order. Keep your head in the game. Stay mindful. Stay on purpose. Stay ninja. All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.